You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, founder of Automation Bridge, an online publication for small business marketing automation. And in this episode, I want to discuss the single quality that separates the good automation service providers from the great. It's a subtle difference in approach and response that will help you determine who is the real deal and who isn't, even if it's yourself, right? We're going to hold a mirror up to some of you, and for others who are looking for hiring, we're going to make sure that the window is clear as possible so that there's nothing obstructing your view on seeing who's the best. All right. Who's the best of the best? So before we jump into it, if you're new to the podcast, my ask of you is to listen to this episode in its entirety. And then afterwards, if it resonates, which I'm sure it will, please leave a 5-star rating and review. For those of you who are listeners and have not subscribed, please make sure you subscribe and share. You can find the All Systems Go podcast in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. We're also on YouTube. So when you subscribe, make sure you leave a 5-star rating and review. Like my good friend and brother in marketing automation arms, Barry Moore, left and said, "The real deal. Chris Davis is the real deal when it comes to marketing automation. No hype and BS, just solid. Great advice on how to put marketing automation to work for you and your clients. Highly recommended." Barry, thank you so much. This is Barry is my buddy, everybody. If you haven't joined the Automation Nation Facebook group, I highly recommend it. It's one of the few that I recommend because I trust Barry. All right. So let's jump right into it. Today's episode is going to build upon, or I should say this episode is going to build upon the previous. So now that you have an understanding of what an automation service provider is, and for those of you who read the title, this is your first one, you're like, what is an ASP? An ASP is an automation service provider. This is a digital marketing professional responsible for the implementation of automated systems across an entire business. Whether it's mapping the processes out, assessing third-party tools, overseeing or implementing the building of the stacked solution, and ensuring that it produces and provides the result that the business owner desires. All right. So with that understanding of what an ASP is and why they're so needed, I want to speak specifically to a single quality that makes them invaluable. OK, so if you don't possess this quality, I suggest you do so. Possess it at ASAP. And if you have it, just follow along with me and nod your head and shout amen in your car while you're running or working out or whatever. All right. The quality, it will easily and quickly separate the cream from the crop. And after this podcast, listen, you'll start to listen to your own language differently. Right. And if you're looking to hire a marketer, you'll start to hear this language and it will serve as a green or red light to proceed with the person that's under consideration. So I guess I should warn you all. I am not pro marketer or pro CEO. I'm pro automation. So at times I need to expose marketers to get a lot of these faulty characters out of here, who are charging tens of thousands of dollars and delivering $0 in value. And then at times I need to, you know, let the CEO know, like, hey, listen, you're not looking at this correctly. Like you're lowballing, and that's why you haven't got the results that you're looking for, because you're trying to get a high dollar, high quality service at a discount rate. Right. So I play both sides because my commitment, my loyalty is not to a software, not to a person, but to the space itself, the automation space itself. All right. So just throwing that warning out there, because there may be some whistleblowing going on and people may feel a certain way about that. But overall, I think people will appreciate the truth as it helps both sides. Okay. So, this single quality that I'm talking about, it scales across all digital marketing professionals who desire to, pose to be, or are actively operating as an automation service provider. And that single quality is decision making, or more accurately, I should say, speaking definitively. That's the single quality that separates the good from the great. And here's what I mean. All right. A beginner in marketing, and I'm thinking of myself as well, everybody. I'm not just out here pointing fingers. I'm thinking of myself. They always speak of possibilities and what could be done or could be achieved. Statements like, we could run Facebook ads, or more aptly, they'll say, you could run Facebook ads, right? Not we, because it's not like they're taking part of that. They just want to like be the master coach. You know, you could run Facebook ads. If you want leads, you know, Facebook is a great source. You could do that. You could build a membership site. I know people who have membership sites and they're making like $50,000 a month. You could do that. You could use Canva or Photoshop to create those graphics. Either one. They're great tools. You could run a webinar, and then, you know, after the webinar, you could even upsell them and get them to pay even more. You do that for like 2 months, you'll be like a millionaire, right? We've all heard this language, and for all marketers, unashamedly, no matter where you're at, you know you've spoken like this before. And truth be told, some of you are still speaking like this. And here's what's Let me keep going. I'm tickling myself here with this podcast. But again, okay. So to the untrained ear and eye, this seems amazing. You hear this, you have somebody spouting off all of this. You're like, oh my gosh, wow. And the untrained mind starts to accept these lofty ideas as results the marketer spewing them could actually achieve. This is what I call a could marketer. This is what I call a could marketer. And I used to be that. I really did. I was always meeting with people to discuss possibilities. I reflect back in my days as an engineer when I was learning marketing online. For lunch, I would meet people at lunch. I wouldn't eat. I would meet them, say, hey, listen. Now these are people who have never done anything in business before. But I could talk a good game, and they trusted me. They trusted my advice. Don't ask me how to implement it, though. Don't ask me how to execute it. I was there like, oh my gosh, you could build a landing page for that. That's an amazing idea. Just put up a landing page and tell people to go there. You'll get like 1,000 people opting in. Right. And I enjoyed watching them walk away inspired, ready to conquer the world, knowing I was going to play no part in that. At least maybe I thought I was. But the reality is I had no clue. And I was hoping if they did bring me along this journey, that they would pay me to help them do it. And then struggle. Then I would struggle with helping them achieve their goals and aims. That's just what it was, because the main reason for me wasn't a lack of willingness to learn how to figure things out. It was really due to my lack of experience with the process, which caused me to overpromise, get burned out, or overly relied on, and which resulted in underdelivering. Right? Like, I made all these promises, all these could promises. Remember, I was a could marketer. You could this, could that, could. But I had no idea of the process. And the process is what checks you. Right? When you know what it takes, even a landing page. I don't lightly say you could build a landing page, because I know. I know the copy required, the format. I know the color selection. I know the images, how they need to be used. I know that it needs to be contextual to the traffic that's coming to it. Right. Like, I'm thinking of the thank you page. Should we do a pop up or embed the form on the page itself? Like, there's so many social proof, testimonials like that. It takes a lot. So you could. Yeah, you could build a landing page. No. It's experience with producing results intentionally that moves that newbie to the upper ranks of expert. Okay. So again, A could marketer speaks foolishly of what could happen. And here's the thing. The possibilities are real, just not at their expense, right? They don't have the expertise, experience with process, or producing results with what they told you could be done. So the only way that you could really do all that is to find somebody who knows how to do all of that. And a lot of times it's not the person telling you what you could do. So once you know what it takes to produce the results the business is seeking, you'll find your language moving from could to should, right? And instead of daydreaming of the ways things can be, you now speak specifically to the possibilities and what is required to make them real. You're creating documentation that outlines a specific process and plan to get there. You're taking out all of the coulds and saving them for testing later. When I hear could, all I hear is, okay, that's an experiment, right? Like, we'll test that later and turn that could into a should or a will or a won't, right? But remain focused on the items that will produce the results, right? So there's nothing wrong, because I don't want you to think that I'm proposing this very static and limited approach where it's like, no possibilities, we're just sticking with reality. No. You still allow the possibilities to come, but the experienced marketer understands the difference between could and should. Like, okay, we could do that, but we shouldn't focus on that right now. Yep, you're right. That is a good idea and it could work, but we shouldn't do that yet. Right. And that language change, it sounds something like this. Instead of saying, hey, we could do this. It's more definitive. Like, we'll need a proven system in place before we start running Facebook ads so we don't waste money. Let's start with our internal list first. There's no could in that. That's very definitive. Right. Order, process, it's all there. Right. A membership site will take time to compile the content and structure it correctly. Let's assign someone to do that as we build out the rest of the system. Very definitive. How about this one? Use Canva to create that graphic. Right. It's the difference between you could use Canva or Photoshop or PicMonkey or whatever tools there are online. I don't know all of them. Right. Into just being definitive. Look, use Canva to create that. Now, how can I do that? How can I speak definitively like that? Lest one had experience with the tools that would produce the exact result the business is looking for. So you see how there is no shortcut to should. Everybody starts off at could. There's no shortcut to should, right? Speaking definitively, there's no shortcut because it requires experience. And this ability of speaking definitively, it really starts to shine when it comes to automation building. When it comes to automation building, oh my goodness, this is a lifesaver. If anything, practice in other areas, because when it comes to automation, building out automations, and you're a could marketer, oh my god, this is where your automations start looking like octopuses and all these arms and lines, and it looks like it starts just looking like a big spider web. That a could marketer did that. They were so caught up in what could take place that they were just so many possibilities. It was overwhelming. Oh, if else this and if else that, and then go here and then do that. Oh, then start this automation. Then we need another if else. It's it's like Oprah, right? You get a car, you get a car. They're looking at the automation like, you get an if else, you get a tag, you get a add to a list, you get a start an automation, you get a stop. Like, they're just throwing it all on there. The coulds, the possibilities. Oh my gosh. Right. They're often lofty la la land. And then the CEO that doesn't know that it shouldn't look like that. Your stuff should not look like a spider web or an octopus. It should not look like that. They're like, oh, wow, you really did a lot of work here. And they're like, yeah, we could do it again. Right. No results. So knowing enough about the platform and process to determine confidently how to use it. is the key, right? So what am I saying? I said process and platform. I'm saying what I've always said specifically about automation service providers is that you have to understand the technical landscape, right? That's the platform. You have to understand the tools, and then you have to be a master of process. I cannot tell you enough. You have to be a master of process. Those days where I was telling you that I was meeting with people, what I didn't understand that was taking place at that time is I was mastering process. When I would sit down with them and just talk things through, naturally how I'm wired, I'm a very process oriented and driven individual. So I was exercising the muscle of extracting and defining process that later I would learn is a very, very valuable asset. So I was doing that back then. And then over time, you add, you know, the ability to extract, streamline, define process, map, make visual process with various platforms that you're familiar with. Now you can be more definitive in your automation building. Now, you know when to use a goal versus a wait state versus an if else versus some other action in that automation workflow. Right. And without it, you may find yourself asking those questions, right? Whether it's rightfully to the owner or creator of the software, or in a community of some sort, you say, hey, do I need to use a goal here or should I use a wait state? You know, there's nothing wrong with those questions along your journey to learn. Don't get me wrong. You should be asking questions. I don't want you to think for a minute. I'm like, hey, if you're experienced, you don't ask questions. No, you'll ask those questions. But what I'm saying is that that's different than proposing what should be done to the company, right? And focusing on just the should. The more familiar you are with the tools and producing results with them, the more familiar you are with the process and what it takes to get to the point where you can produce with tools, the better you'll be at, because you'll understand all the specifications that are required to produce that result. And you'll know that, whew, it's a lot. This is a lot. So the could marketer sees a little bit when it's really a lot at stake, right? The could marketer says, oh, we could set up an autoresponder sequence, right? But the experienced marketer understands who's writing that copy. What's the call to action? Do we have pages set up for those call to actions? If people are clicking, where are they going? Right? Like they're thinking about the entire process. And that's definitive thinking and speaking, right? So that definitive speaking that I'm talking about as the single quality comes from definitive thinking that comes from experience. Okay. When you're picking software, you should be able to definitively suggest a solution based on the immediate needs and team structure. We talked about this, right? So that goes both ways. You should be able to definitively suggest a solution and be able to definitively tell them this solution is not working. If somebody is using the wrong CRM, the last thing they need to hear is, well, you could use Pipedrive or you could use some other CRM, right? What they need to hear is that, hey, listen, I looked at how you're using this. I understand your current process and I understand your goals and how you'll be operating in the future. This CRM is not the best tool. Here's the one I recommend. Right? That's definitive. They need that. Businesses need that level of thinking and speaking. 100%. Not saying, again, this is not saying you don't discuss possibilities. Right? You always leave room for creativity and brainstorming. But it is the automation service provider's job to make the final decision confidently in the areas. Okay? In the various areas. It's your job. So yeah, even if you want to schedule some time, like, hey, look, everybody, today I just gathered the troops to just kind of like think think accurately to some possibilities. I just want to jot the ideas down for reference. These ideas will potentially be experiments later. Right. That's how you capture the could and have a process to moving it into the should. But it should never distract you from the single path that you're on to produce results. OK, because marketing is filled with variables. This is what I meant in the episode, why marketing is so exhausting and exhilarating, because it's filled with variables. What good marketing does, check this out, everybody. What good marketing does is reduce those variables over time and turn them into proven constants. Let me say this one more time. Good marketing reduces the variables over time and turns them into proven constants. So what is a question mark? Becomes unquestionable, right? We could run Facebook ads. It turns that into, when we run Facebook ads, our cost to acquire a customer is around $2 and our lifetime customer value is around $500. This is working, right? So it's that process that's proven now. We took what could be. It's a variable, maybe, right? And to remove such variables, one must learn to think and speak definitively, sifting through the ocean of possibilities and grab the fish, the one fish that will make the fortune. You have to be able to do that, right? I mean, just imagine I don't know why I thought about this just now as I'm recording this. I thought about The Last Dragon. It's one of my favorite movies, classic. And this is Bruce Leroy. And one of the guys end up putting a guy into an aquarium with piranhas. And he screams, he's like, ah, right. And my thing is this, if in that pool of piranhas, right, you had to put your hand in and take it out with minimal to no harm. So there's amongst the piranhas, there's good fish, and you see that one good fish. You have to be so focused and timely to put your hand in that aquarium, grab that fish and come out, because any excess time spent with your hand in that aquarium, your efforts are being cannibalized, right? Like those piranhas are eating at your flesh. That's what happens when that's the vision that I get when it's all of these coulds around marketing. We could do this. We could do that. We could. And then there's this one should fish, right? That you need to be able to focus in on, grab and pull out. Right. All of the coulds are still there. They're still in the aquarium. And at some point, you know, you take one out, put it in a safe environment, test it and say, oh, OK, wait a minute. Yeah, let's do this. Right. But that's what I mean when I say sift through the ocean of possibilities and grab the fish that will make the fortune. That's what I envision. And that's what I'm always doing. I'm always thinking, OK, we could do that. Should we do that? And the only way I can answer should is if I know that those efforts are aligned with the current goal and aims. Right. I can confidently say, OK, this will work. We're looking to produce 20K this month. OK, doing that will work. Right. And this comes with time and experience, everybody. So if you're listening to this and you're just like, oh, my gosh, how do I get there? It comes with time and experience. And it also comes with mentorship. OK, you need the best thing that was told to me. A marketer that I respect greatly told me that marketing can only be achieved by witnessing it day to day, being in the flow. And that's what mentorship allows you to do. Mentorship, more so group based mentorship, allows you to see let me use me for an example, because I do have a mentorship program. How does Chris talk? How does he answer that question? Right. What questions is he asking? How does he pose those solutions? The only way to learn this stuff is to experience it. The longest and most lonely road is trying to figure this stuff out on your own. Speaking definitively is not a destination you can get to on your own, nor should you want to. Right? The best way to make the most use of your time and experience is through mentorship. It's the best way. It's the only way that I know, everybody. I am a mentee. Okay. I have mentors that show me. I pay attention to them. Oh, look at that. Look at how he positioned that. Oh, that's how he's selling it. Oh, that's how he's advising someone else to do it. I'm in it. Like all the way in it. I've probably to this point. So I paid out of state tuition at Kansas State University to get my engineering degree. I'm probably to the same amount of money invested in mentorship and learning on the online marketing side, in automation space, as I am in my formal education background. That's how much I've invested in not just tools, but mentorship. Someone to help me learn this process. Help me shortcut this thing. We all need a shortcut. And sometimes the shortcut ain't so short. Maybe the shortcut is it'll take you a year to do it instead of 5 years and still not do it. Right? But that's the importance of learning what it takes to be what you're looking to be. And if you're looking to be an automation service provider, again, if this is a new term to you, I highly recommend you go back and listen to episode 28. I highly recommend it because it adds context to this episode. And if you would like to start speaking more definitively, being more definitive in your approach, it could be scary. You're not going to get it right all the time. I'll be the first to admit that. You can speak definitively and still get it wrong. But you're also going to embrace that. Say, you know what? I got it wrong. I thought this would be a good tool. And after assessing everything, my bad, it's not. Right? I thought this would be a good approach. But now that I understand a little more about what we're trying to do, I don't think so. But even in that, you're being definitive on what worked. And never tell somebody something that's not working without being ready and willing to tell them what will work. Right. So this is all with definitive thinking and speaking. You know, we say, hey, look, I thought Canva was going to be the best tool, but based on how they handle teams and some of the graphics that we need to produce, I realize we do need to get Photoshop. We need to get Adobe Cloud. Photoshop is $25 a month. If we do it today, we can have these graphics done by the end of the week. Very definitive. Hey, look, I was thinking that we could use a tag to start this automation, but after understanding that tags are kind of hard to re-trigger an automation, make it go twice, I don't think that's the best route. I think instead we should use a custom field. And every time this field is updated, it's easier to track when it's easier to trigger this automation from starting. Plus, we can merge that data into emails for conditional content as well. Right? You can't say that if you don't know the platform or the process and don't know what it takes to produce that result. So that's what I'm saying. If you want to think and speak more definitively, now is the time. Listen, the opportunity is so huge. It doesn't matter. I'm recording just for time stamping. I'm recording this in May of 2020 amongst COVID. I guarantee you could be listening to this 2 years later. And some of you are, and some of you will be. And this is still going to be true. In fact, it'll be more true later than it is now. You'll see this need continue to grow. But hopefully you'll also see the pool of automation service providers grow as well. That's what I'm focused on. That's what I'm dedicated to. So if after listening to this podcast, this is a skill set that you want to add, if you want to join the community of automation service providers, I invite the invitation for you to visit automationbridge.com/ASP. That's short for automation service provider, ASP, automationbridge.com/ASP. And let's go visit and let's get you set up to speak to somebody on the team to see if it's a good fit for you to join the community. Because, again, if this episode resonated with you, it's a strong indicator. Strong indicator that this may be a very fruitful career a very fruitful addition. If you're already providing some services, this may be a very, very great addition to that. So who needs to hear this, everybody? If this was for you, think of somebody else. Everybody knows at least one other person that they're on this business journey with that you need to share this with. So please do. And I would say, what communities need to hear this? Have you shared this in a Facebook group? Have you shared the podcast in a Facebook group yet? Have you shared it in a private community? I would ask for you to do that. And not for my selfish gain, but I have witnessed every time it is done, it adds value. Not saying, hey, I get so many more subscribers. That's not the point. The point is, I'm trying to get the word out the best that I know how, and you're sharing ratings and reviews in iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever they're calling it now, is of great aid. I think we can admit you're not going to find this level of teaching freely, this level of acumen freely anywhere else. I've looked in other industries, yes, but I'm talking about specifically in the industry of automation. You're not going to find it, right? So share it. And again, if this is your first time, now is the time for you to leave that 5-star rating and review and make sure that you subscribe. All of the episodes and show notes for this podcast, as well as all other podcasts, are available at automationbridge.com/podcast. So I look forward to those of you who have been listening to these podcasts, especially the last two, and you have felt it. It's resonated with you stronger than anything else. You've taken action. You've talked to someone on the team, and some of you may have already joined the community. I'm excited about it. Continue to get the word out so we can get more qualified, bona fide professionals, digital marketing professionals in the community so that we can serve this space in a greater capacity, everybody. So until next time, automate responsibly, my friends.